This is 92.9 FM KCUF, Pirate Radio for Boulder Creek, and we care about what you have to say. Here's another comment from one of our listeners.
Oh my God, you are huge!
Oh, well, gosh, I mean, aw shucks.
Oh, About last night, so you escape into the bathroom just to sit there on your throne. But after you finish your business, the toilet paper's gone. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, off of my back, you might get cold cock if you cross my path. 'Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. Well, I was running late for work, so I poured me some coffee to go. And just before I had a flat tire, I spilled it all over my clothes. When the highway patrolman pulled up, I thought the help was on the way. But when he saw that tattoo in my hand, he shot me with pepper spray. Well, it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cock if you cross my path. Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. When I finally made it to work, I was 15 minutes late. I told my boss about the flat tire, but he fired me anyway. So here I am in the parking lot, just waiting by his Corvette. I'm gonna give him a goodbye present that he never will forget. It's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. It's a bad day, so you better get off of my back. You might get cold cocked if you cross my path. Cause it's a great day for me to whoop somebody's ass. To sing it with my eyes closed to hide my shame.
Paul Thorne on Boulder Creek Pirate Radio, and a song I can relate to. What about you? It's a bad day so far, and I'm just looking for somebody with something to say. Take Me Down was from The Pretty Reckless, and that one was preceded by a couple of tracks from Doyle Bramhall II. We heard Cry from his 2008 solo album Welcome to start that set, and then Sent by an Angel from the Archangels, a band Bramhall started with Charlie Sexton and a couple of guys from Stevie Ray Vaughan's band Double Trouble, Tommy Shannon and Chris Layton. Stevie Ray was a family friend of the Bramhalls, and Randall jammed with him somewhat regularly when he was in his teens, and he was in the Fabulous Thunderbirds for a year or so, Jimmy Vaughan's band. Doyle is a cat who has done a heck of a lot for someone relatively unknown to music fans. He toured with Roger Waters on the Wall outing, which seemed to go on forever. And he's toured and recorded with Eric Clapton for the past several years. He produced Sheryl Crow's most recent LP and toured with her to support it. An interesting guy. He's a southpaw who apparently learned to play by turning his dad's guitar upside down. Plays a Stratocaster or a Tele these days, left-handed models, but he strings them upside down and still inverts his chords that way too. I believe Jimi Hendrix did that as well. I'm Vince Vinyl, and Pink Floyd is up next, right back.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Writer.
Armed with your trusty marker, you do the impossible. Make an incredibly dirty place even dirtier.
Scribble it down now.
Your jokes make us pee our pants. Lucky for us, they're down around our ankles.
Yeah!
You answer our most vexing question. Whatever happened to the man from Nantucket?
Oh, that's a good one.
So crack open an ice cold Bud Light, oh ruler of the rhyme. Because when we're looking for a good time, we call you.
Oh, Mr. Bathroom Stall Dirty Joke Rider.
Bud Light Beer, Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
Thank you. you think you could tell heaven from hell, blue skies from pain? Can you tell a green field from a cold steel rail, a smile from a veil? Do you think you can tell? Did they get you to train your heroes for ghosts, hot ashes for trees, hot air for a cool breeze, cold comfort for change? Did you exchange a walk-on part in the war for a lead?
Say that love can last forever. They say love can last a day. They say love is like an ocean for us to sail away. For I've taken in your love, and I need to taste some more. So wave goodbye to heaven for me. I've thrown it all away. Spend mountain. They say love can can break your heart. They say love can make you forget things that happened in the past. For I've tasted your goodbye to heaven for me. I've thrown it all away just to spend one more night with you. Heaven for me, I'll throw it all away just to spend one more night with you. Wave goodbye to heaven for me, I'll throw it all away just to spend one more night with. One more night with you, just to spend one more night with you.
How can you see into my eyes like open?
Ashley Monroe, and Okay, You Got Me. That's from her major label debut as a solo artist, which I believe was released about a year after she and a couple of other stellar Nashville gals formed the Pistol Annies. Bring Me to Life was Amy Lee and Evanescence. One More Night with You was in there. A very nice blues track from Jed McMahon. I know, didn't sound like a Jed singing that song, did it? Kaz Hawkins doing the vocals there. And Pink Floyd started that set with Wish You Were Here, title track from an album that is now, hold on to your hats, 45 years old. Wow. This is 92.9 FM, KCUF, Boulder Creek. I'm Vince Vinyl, and you can stay anonymous. I'm just happy as heck to have you along. Now this.
Howdy, stranger. Can I get you a drink?
Give me a double-aught lager.
You think you can handle it, stranger?
Double-aught lager. The beer in the shotgun can. Made for the way you like to drink beer. Fast.
You must not be from around these parts, stranger. Now watch. I'm the only girl in town that can take both barrels.
Whee! Doggy! Look at her go!
My God, that's a classy broad.
I'll say, she uses the car park for dates, hardly ever the pinball table.
Double Alt Lager. Double barreled for double the good times. Pull the tab and shoot it down your throat. When you're partying with the shotgun, who knows where the evening will go. For the man that doesn't have time for sissy drinking, Double Alt Lager beer. Get both barrels.
Talk. Please don't turn me into all that you have. I cannot give you all the answers before I get down and use all my chances again.
Yeah. you say is over, and you're ready to move on. You want to believe all the fire is gone, but I feel some hesitation even as you leave. Think it through, what you're gonna do about me.
It hasn't always been easy. You and I both know what the easy way out can be a hard way to go. Do you think you can forget what we had? So easily, think it through, what you gonna do about me?
You may go out and find another with what you think you're looking for. You might think you found a lover, but you still be wanting something more.
And who you gonna see? Oh, baby, what you gonna do about me?
Surprise at who you gonna see.
Oh, baby, what you gonna do about me?
You might spend a lifetime fighting back my memory.
Yeah. try to save this soul. And I'm coming up for air. Oh, only God knows where. And I'm coming up for air. Oh, only God knows, only God knows where. And I'm coming up for air. But there's nothing there. There's nothing there.
Creek Pirate Radio, and that was Blue. You better look around. Blue, a Scottish band that briefly included Jimmy McCullough from Sir Paul's old band, Wings. Coming up for air was Manx man Davy Knowles, and it was Buddy Guy and Beth Hart who did What You Gonna Do About Me. That's a pairing that worked out well, I'd say. Buddy sounding much more vigorous and energetic on that track than he has in quite a long while. Simon McBride was up first there, Show Me How to Love. Now, one's imagination could conjure a whole bunch of images on that theme, eh?
I'm a brain surgeon. The monotony can really get to you. But thanks to overzealous laws, I can't light up a cigarette or do shots to relax my nerves. With the Alka-Teen patch, it really lightens the mood, especially after an unfortunate patient death.
The Alka-Teen patch is the same refreshing feeling of 12 beers and a pack of cigarettes all at once. And now when you crash your sports car through the front door of a fast food restaurant, you'll pass a breathalyzer. The Alka-Teen patch. It's half alcohol, half nicotine, delivered transdermally and discreetly so you feel relaxed and refreshed. Pick up the Alka-Teen patch at your local pharmacy today.
The human male possesses many exceptional qualities, but one area where this majestic creature lacks basic proficiency is with his aim.
Gentlemen, we aim to please. Would you aim too, please?
This has been a public service announcement brought to you by the Boulder Creek Public Service Announcement Association and this station.
Hot air hangs like a dead man from a white oak tree. People sitting on porches thinking how things used to be. Dark night. It's a dark night. Dark night. It's a dark night. The neighborhood was changing. It's a dark night.
darkest of my days. Sunshine falls like the rain, and I'm trying to find myself. Just don't know where to begin. Standing here with this empty hole, and I said to myself, cry me some tears, let all these memories just disappear. Start my days. My tears fall like the rain, and I'm trying to save myself. Just don't know where to begin. Cry me some tears, let all my fears just disappear.
Darkness, darkness, long and lonesome. brings me.
Painted black. No colors anymore. I want them to turn black. I see the girls walk by dressed in their summer clothes. I have to turn my head until my dog is froze. I see a line of cars and they are painted black. With flowers and my love both never to come back. I see people turn their heads and quickly look away. Like a newborn baby, it just happens every day. I look inside myself and see my heart is black. I see my red door.
Painted, painted, painted love. Oh,
Gina Glockson, doing a nice job on Paint It Black. I believe Mick Jagger would approve and agree with that assessment. Darkness, Darkness was from the Youngbloods, that song written by Jesse Colin Young and produced by Charlie Daniels. Like Willie Nelson and Leon Russell and others, Charlie Daniels was a producer and studio musician before he became a solo artist. Darkest of My Days was in there, a bitch and blues track from Big Wolf, and the Blasters launched that nice set of music, Dark Night. Not all that dark the past few nights, though, with that big old full moon up there and clear skies. Moon's been conspiring with the sun to create the biggest king tides on the West Coast in decades. Brief period of clear skies here on California's Central Coast is about over, however. KCUF weather prognosticator says we can expect cloudy skies most of this coming week, with more rain likely on Thursday.
Yes, it's Vince Vinyl on the hottest sounds in town. KCUF 92.9 FM, Boulder Creek.
Say, a dozen days into 2020 already. We want to again wish all of our listeners all of the best in the new year. I, for one, can see so much better now.
This is the personal nurse at the KCUF News Desk. Reporter Ben Dover talked with Ned Bent, CEO of General Defective, yesterday about that company's nuclear reactor plant.
Hello, Ned.
Oh, hello.
Well, Ned, what about these reports that your new hot breeder reactor plant out by the high school is dumping harmfully potential radioactive waste into the river every day?
Well, that's silly, isn't it? There's no truth in that claim whatsoever. And logically, I ask you, how could we possibly do such a thing in broad daylight without being observed?
Oh, you couldn't.
No, of course not. And that's why we do it at night. Oh. You ought to see it. It's like a fireworks display, only without noise.
Yes, but some of the locals say that it's been killing fish.
Well, It doesn't kill fish.
Oh, good.
I really hope you all heard that out there. There's not one dead fish. I'll repeat that. There's not one dead fish. Well, there's not one living fish within 50 miles of that dump site.
Well, then why all this fallout over nuclear safety?
Bad press and bad statistics.
Oh, I see.
I took a look at the statistics just today on nuclear safety, and boy, they're really bad.
Are these figures available to the public?
Oh, sure. We've got them publicly posted right down there by the hot pile. Anybody can go down there, take a look at them anytime, day or night. It's all the same down there.
Okay, then, Ned, why is there so much opposition to nuclear power, then?
Well, it's contained in the very word nuclear itself.
How's that?
Let me illustrate it to you on this blackboard here. See? Nuclear, N-U-C-L-E-A-R. All right, ironically, these seven separate letters are like the little tiny atoms themselves. We can move them around to create modern energy, and as we move these letters around, we get R-E-A-L, real, N-U, new, comma, C, question mark.
Real news.
That's right, that's right. That's what it was when we first brought it out. Oh. And then it starts getting manipulated by the communists.
The what?
The next, by the columnists.
Oh.
And they start moving things around themselves. They come up with dumb questions like, are you clean?
Oh, same letters.
Right, different combinations. Then they answer this question by saying it's unclear. And then they claim that nuclear power is unreal. See? As simple as that.
Oh, I see. It's all their fault.
Yes.
But come on, Ned. Nothing can be that perfect. You gotta level with us. There's gotta be some hidden cost here in this new source of power.
Oh, well, sure. There's my salary, for instance. Which, by the way, I just earned.
Well, you certainly did. And thank you, Ned. I'll see you in the big lobby.
Thank you. That ought to convince him.
I think so.
Good job.